You're listening to the Courageous Life Podcast, helping you develop courage and resilience in a perilous and unpredictable world. This is your host, Sean Mitzel. I'm coming to you from the mountains of northern Idaho. I'm glad you're with us. Today's podcast is just going to be a very short message, just to update you on a few things that are happening. And first of all, to tell you that we are taking, my wife and I are taking a short break, about 6 days. We're going to be leaving the homestead. We're going to go spend some time together relaxing, renewing our marriage, which is so important. It's so important. Your priority after God should be your marriage, because essentially, if your priority is your kids, then you've got it backwards. Okay. The best thing you could ever do for your kids is to have a strong marriage. So it's great to have times of relaxation, getaway, renewal, just having a good time together. So that's what we're going to go do, just for about 6 days, and then we'll be back. And we're kind of doing this before what we're calling the spring surge. Things are really starting to heat up pretty soon, and we're going to be going 100 miles an hour. And that's a good thing, but we want to get some downtime a little bit before that really picks up. The next thing I want to talk to you about is that we had a few issues with iTunes. If you're listening to this from iTunes, then it's been fixed for you. But certain people have had to unsubscribe and resubscribe. So if you're listening to this on the website or maybe Stitcher, but you like to listen via iTunes or whatever, that will fix the problem as far as that's what we're hearing from people. I want to talk about just real quick a couple of intensive projects that are coming up for us. First of all, we have our quarterly planning coming right up. Okay, so we did a real big annual planning. We took a couple of days and really mapped it out. And I talked about this in some previous podcasts. And we set periods of time quarterly to be able to refine that annual plan. So, that multi-year plan, to look at it and go, okay, now let's get into the weeds here. All right, so we're doing that here very shortly. We're doing some pasture expansion, So we're doing lots of thinning going on outside of our pasture. So that's going to be a huge, huge piece, because one of our methodologies with our animals is to move them. Okay, so we do paddock shifting, and we need a few more paddocks. And so we're using a combination of traditional thinning techniques, and we're bringing, taking out trees, etc., and then we're also going to be running pigs and goats and everything else in there to help us clean up. So it's a combination of people and animals doing the work, and it's so far so good. The next thing I want to talk about real quick is getting some of your feedback, and you can do that. You can do that on the website, on comments. You can do that on Facebook. You can write me as far as email. You just go to the website, hit the contact, and we would like to hear your feedback. So if there's certain things that you would like to know about, certain aspects of what we're doing out here that you'd like us to go into more detail about, we'd be happy to do that. So we'd appreciate any comments or questions that you have. I would like to get to a point where we're doing listener feedback type episodes, maybe once every other week, or at least once a month, something like that. So we'd appreciate any feedback you have. Next, our YouTube channel. Our plan is to put out some more videos this year than we have in the past. And so, for example, we recently did a podcast on chickens. We did a few companion videos to show you kind of how we are running chickens here, and that is just our laying flock here. Okay, when we get meat chickens and things like that, or we employ chickens in other ways, then we'll shoot some more videos on on that, and we do have plans for that. We also are plan on hosting at least one homestead workshop this year. Now, it's probably just going to be something like Homesteading 101, where we talk about planning and different aspects of homesteading, different approaches, different methodologies, different kind of mindsets behind homesteading. And the important thing there that we will emphasize that it's not an all or nothing type of venture. Okay, even doing a little bit. Homesteading is more about your mindset and where you want to go as opposed to what you're actually doing right now. And finally, we are launching Outlanders Frontier Academy this year. We'll be holding some firearms instruction training classes, both NRA-style classes and our own curriculum. And so we'll be kind of linking to those things. And also, this is the year where we really kind of launch Sovereign Sunrise Permafarm. Okay, so this podcast is our platform to help people and you know, help give them information, education, training. And, you know, we're doing our best to help people out. But this is also going to be obviously the way that we would market or get the word out about any workshops we're doing. You know, maybe even to the point where we're talking about our farm, what we're selling, et cetera. So what we plan on launching this year in Sovereign Sunrise Permafarm is things like a dairy. So we're going to be selling some goat milk. We'll be selling some chickens, whether they're meat chickens, meat rabbits, potentially eggs, whether they're duck eggs or chicken eggs, lots of different ideas. And we'll kind of see what kind of opportunities present themselves and in the direction that we go. So I don't want to sit here and say, this is the direction we're definitely going in, because if those opportunities show up and present themselves, then we'll flow with it. If it works into, you know, what we're trying to do here. So really we're building in all these different areas, first and foremost for our own consumption. Secondly, to supplement our other incomes, because, you know, this is what we want to do. We want to have a productive permafarm. We're putting in tons of trees this year. Of course, most of those will not be productive, and that's fine, but you got to start. And so 2 or 3 years from now, we'll have a lot more produce. We're putting in a rather large garden. We're putting in lots of perennial plantings. And we do have... I'd say 6 to 12 trees that will probably be productive this year, and lots of bushes that will be productive. So we'll have plenty. I always like what I don't remember who said this. It's unfortunate. I need to find it. But they say when you provide for your own food and you grow your own food to varying degrees, of course, you're earning half a living doing it. Half a living, if you can produce your own food, or at least the majority of it, that's half a living, okay? And then beyond that, we want to provide a full living. But we're doing that through some different means. I don't want to ever do again, you know, where I work the single job, get the single income, and that's it. I don't want to do that anymore, okay? That's why we're doing some workshops. That's why we're doing some firearms instruction. That's why we're making... trying to grow and raise most of, or if not all, of our own food, trying to be able to sell some of that, either to get to a point where all of our own consumption is free and clear. And so, in other words, people that are getting a very good product from us are paying for the feed and the upkeep of the homestead, etc. So lots of great things coming up. I just wanted to pass that along to you. Here, we will be back next week with some podcasts, and I hope that you'll give us some feedback. Let us know what you're looking for. Let us know the areas that you'd like us to go into more detail, and give us your questions and your comments. All of it's helpful, whether it's good or bad. It all helps us. I will say that most of the feedback that we have been getting up to this point have been good. We've had some criticisms. That's fine. No issues there. And I'll tell you what, when you take the approach that we're taking, there's going to be criticism. Okay, but I can't sit here and say, live the courageous life, but dance around all kinds of hard subjects. We don't do that. And we will not do that. We will stand strong on our beliefs, which we get from Scripture. That is our ultimate authority for faith, life, and practice. Okay, so everything we do. All right, so I wanted to leave you with that and let you know we'll be back next week with some more podcasts. And hope that you will continue to listen and tell others about us. Now, I'll leave you with this scripture from Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. That's the podcast for today. Don't forget to visit us at thecourageouslifepodcast.com. Please leave us some comments and questions. Also, like us on Facebook, The Courageous Life Podcast. Thanks for listening. Semper Fidelis and Soli Deo Gloria.